the rest of the story. May 25, 1951, he made his Major League Baseball debut. That day, he was five times at bat, no hits. The next day, he was three times at bat, no hits. The day after that, he was four times at bat, again, no hits. And the days rolled by, and the most the hapless rookie could muster was one hit in 26 times at bat. So you'll understand why after the most recent of those humiliating games, the rookie went into the locker room, he sat down in front of his locker, and cried. But this is the rest of the story. It was his first season of Major League Baseball, 26 times at bat, one hit. After the last in that long string of demoralizing games, the team manager found him in the locker room, sitting in front of his locker, crying. The manager couldn't help feel partially responsible. The rookie had come up to the majors on his advice. In fact, the rookie, terrified at the thought of batting the big league pitch, would have preferred to stay in Minneapolis with the American Association. There he could hit a comfortable 477. Now in the majors, he was batting 039. So when the manager found his new recruit sitting alone in the locker room in tears, he, the manager, knew what was wrong, but he asked anyway. And the rookie stood up at the sound of the manager's voice. He'd been caught in a very private moment. But the sympathy in the manager's eyes dispelled the young fellow's embarrassment, and he begged the manager, please, please send me back down. Quietly, the manager reaffirmed his faith in the rookie's potential. He was just nervous, that was all, and tomorrow was another day. The rookie appeared unconvinced, but as the manager searched his mind for something inspirational, something practical occurred to him instead. Tomorrow, the manager announced confidently, you're going to get two hits. The rookie struck a quizzical glance. The manager continued, when you're out there at the plate, pull up your pants. The rookie smiled and shook his head, but the manager was serious. If the rookie would just pull up his pants before he stepped up to bat, tomorrow he'd get two hits. He did, and he did. And the next day, the rookie pulled up his pants before walking to the plate, a single and a triple. They beat the Pirates 14-3. And the day after that, against the Cardinals, the greenhorn batter, who had once feared major league pitchers, got two doubles, scored the only run. They won 1-0. The rookie was on his way, and he finished the season somewhat overcoming his rotten start with a decent 2.74. Drafted into the Army the following year, he returned to his team in 1954, and in the two elapsed years, he had not forgotten to pull up his pants. He batted 345 that year, scoring 119 runs, 110 RBIs, 41 home runs. He led his league in three base hits. He set a new team record for extra base hits, and his team won the pennant. Now, for this next, you must understand that a pitched ball must cross the plate above the batter's knees. And baseball, as most games, is a game of inches. What the team manager had discovered 3 years before was that the umpires were calling the young rookie's strike zone not at his knees, but at the knees of his pants. And with his pants pulled up, the low pitches were no longer good. And the once intimidated rookie became a superstar. You know his team, the New York Giants. You know his manager, Leo DeRocher. And now you know the rookie who had but to pull up his pants to lift himself into the stratosphere of baseball immortality. Willie Howard Mays, Willie Mays. And now you know the rest of the story.